Sagt die Mischne. Nehmen a koin loimau. The koin is believed to say, Heresi b'chor zeh u'bal mumhu. I showed this behemoth to a chacham. Rashi says, v'omar li shemum kavuahu. U'shchotoi. This goes back to the sugi we had earlier, that any mum which is normal for the happen on its own to the behemoth without intervention, that everybody is neman. Any mum that the person would induce themselves, possibly, that a kohen is not neman. So Rashi says, so there's two steps here. One step is we have to know that the kohen didn't make a mum. So Rashi says with the Eidim that this guy did not make a mum. So let's look to Rashi. And that's the only case where he will be believed is with his Taka Eidim that he himself didn't put a mum. Now this is not 100% muskim. If you look in the Lashon HaTorah, the Torah brings down, not everybody is masking to this. Hoyu machzikim by bebchov uevil fanena bemumoiz, ok the Torah v'oma achochom ployni hitirili, nemon, v'davke shoim achochom ployni, shemazkiroi, avol im e avlom achochom stam loy. So the first thing the Torah is telling us is that in order for it to have belief here, this belief is riding on the fact that it's a milsa davidi l'gluy, which we're going to obviously try to clarify today. What is this nemonus of milsa davidi l'gluy? But this is something that the kohen wouldn't lie about because he knows it could be verified. That's a milsa davidi l'gluy. So the Torah is number one adding has to be Chacham Ploini. Right? It has to be that you identify the Chacham. If the Kohen would just say a Chacham was Matar, he wouldn't be believed. Pashtas the Pshat is because the Kohen still is not worried that you're going to check it out if he didn't identify who. That's number one. And number two, the Torah is Mashma. Now what about Edis? What about Rashi Shita? So that's the next line in the Torah. Even if there's no Edim, Edim Alamom, Shema'atz Minov. Aval Rashi Pirish Davka Yesh Edim Alamom. As a result. So the Torah, we'll see if these two arguments have anything to do with each other. But there seems to be two questions. Question number one, does the Kohen have to identify the Chacham? Does the Kohen have to say, Ploini Chacham? Or is it enough that the Kohen just says, a Chacham was matter this one? Not saying who. A Chacham was matter this one. That's number one. Second shaila is, do you need to have Edim that the Behemah already was not blemished through the Kohen? Or not? So the Bach Schwitz is on the second piece. That's the part that we outlined here. The Bach Schwitz is on this. How does Milsa Davidi Ligluye take care of the original problem? Right? How does Milsa Davidi Ligluye take care of whether he inflicted it with a mum or not? That's not Avidi Ligluye. Which is why, precisely why Rashi said that there are witnesses. Because if there are no witnesses, then it's not a Milsa Davidi L'gluy. That's because we cannot find out whether he put a mum or not. That's not a Avidi L'gluy. Avidi L'gluy is if the Chacham paskin on the mum or didn't paskin on the mum. But whether the Kohen inflicted it with a mum or not, that's not a Avidi L'gluy. That we don't know. So unless there's Edim, we don't know that. So that's the reason. So the Bach Schwitzes, the Bach gives up a Sedrei, it's very difficult to understand. If you look at the Bach says like this. I'll read it to you for those that don't have it. Nira, Shatam, the Kivin, the Milsa, Avidli, Meshachi, Beinshi. Im kein vaday kushte komad chacham poni yitulay. So he says that the truth is milsa davidi legluy only helps to tell us that we know that the chacham was matarit. It doesn't tell us that the kohen didn't make the mum, which is why Rashi said we need two edim, just like in the last mishnah. We need two edim to tell us that the kohen didn't make a mum, because that's not avidi legluy. But the Bach wants to say a big chiddush. The Bach wants to say, he says like this: Hashtovadai lo hitul yachochem elon kenei idul ufnei yachochem alamum shemiatz minofa. Tim loy kein loy yomatir lo. Sharei kol mum aroy livdei yodo makoyim chashudim alof. Vein yachochem matir lo elon kenei idul ufanof. A great chiddush. What the Bach wants to say. The Bach wants to say that the truth is, we only believe the kohen that he has the shaila. That's taka true, because that's the only part that's avidi legluya. That's the only piece that's avidi legluya, is the part that we will be able to go to the chacham and check whether the kohen brought it, the mum, to be verified that it's a kosher mum. That's, but we're relying on yenachacham the chatam al chacham. And Yenachachem knows that Kohanim Chashudim Lahatul Boimum. And Mamele Yenachachem would have checked that they should be eight. That's what he wants to say. Which Lachayr would be telling also in the Eid Mipiyei that we had discussion earlier. What kind of aidus do you need for this? But that's what the Bach wants to say. In King Nimshach, Keshoim Chachem Plenty Hitli Neman. There's such a good svara. The Bach holds that the svara is so good. Now he doesn't understand Rashi and the Rambam. Why do Rashi and the Rambam require that you should bring witnesses? Let's just rely on the Chacham. We're relying on the Kohen because Milsa Davidi L'Gluy that he went to a Chacham. Once we're relying on the fact that he went to a chacham, that's it. Now we're relying on the chacham. That's the so the Bach says that's such a good svara. Why did Rashi and Rambam not hold that one? Zokter, Avol Das Rashi and Rambam b'seif pepez b'chol yosi the kibun hanan yadid n'b'chol zanit l'koyim b'lemum. Af al gav the neman loy m'chacham b'lehit l'chashin and duma could be. It could be he told the chacham because they're not only Yisrael b'mumay. The neman akoyim b'kach mitam the milsa the avidi legluyeh. Could be he came and gave a different story. He gave a different story to the chacham, and the story he gave to the chacham was allowed to believe him. Now the chacham believed him. Without it. And now he's coming, basically he's playing a game. He's giving the Chacham one story. The story he gave the Chacham's allowed to believe him because that's the Milsa Davidi L'Gluya. And then he came to us, and he gave us the story of the Chacham, and therefore we have to retract it. Look, L'maisa, what he's saying at the end, L'chor Zapash Tosfara. How in the world could we rely on the Chacham? We don't know exactly what the Chacham was even asked. Ain't one birurim klal what the Chacham was asked. Unless you say that the Cholkim on Rambam and Rashi hold that all alz dem licked in Milsa Davidi L'Gluy. Milsa Davidi L'Gluy means that the Kohen now knows that we can go check with the Chacham, and if we check with the Chacham, we'll check the whole story, including the story that he told the Chacham. That story will also be checked. And Memele, he doesn't lie already when he comes to the Chacham. He won't lie when he comes to the Chacham, and he won't lie when he comes to us, because he knows that we can verify, and we can, not only we can verify this, but we can verify that also. This is just one big circle. Either way, we have to somehow get to the end of this. Why some Rishonim hold, you need Eidus, that there was a mum here, and some Rishonim are relying just on Milsa Davidi L'Gluy, that's enough. Either way, we need a Birur on this. That's number one. Number two, If you look at the Rambam ignores our Gemara. Let's start our Gemara. Let's first start our Gemara. Zok to Gemara. Omar Rav Yudah Marav. Rav Yudah says b'shem Rav that he's that the coin is Nemon. Nemon HaKoyin Loima b'chozah nosan l'Yisrael b'mumay. Yisrael's believe my time it. Kol Milsa Davidi l'gluya l'mishakri inshi. Anything which you could find out, a person's not going to lie. Omar Rav Afanani Mitanina. We have a raya from a Mishnah. Nemon HaKoyin Loima reisi b'chozah b'almumu. My time may allow me to move to Amwina Musa, if you do the that's what the Koyans believed. So, Tumor, no. Hosom, Kotchim, Bukhutz, Leoch. There it's a different vote. There, it's a shayl of Kotchim, Bukhutz. A Koyan's not going to eat Kotchim, Bukhutz. Avul Hocha, but over here, Kimin, Chshidi, Chshidi. He's Chosha to put a mum into it. I'm not talking about whether it has a mum or not. It has a mum. Now we want to so to Gemara Moser Rav Shizvi. Hoimer Mishen Nemon Ala Maaser. Kachli Mimishu Nemon. Hoim Mimishu Maaser Eni Nemon. If you go to Amoritz, you tell him to buy kosher grain. He's not believed. Amai Neme Kol Musa David Ligluy Le Meshakich. Fact to Gemara that every Amoritz should be believed. That he went to a kosher person, because Milsa Davidi Luyla Mishakri Inshi. So the Gemara Shani Yosam Dishlei Lishtamutin. Basically, the Gemara is saying there should be no demai. Demai will only be if you're getting grain from the Amoritz himself. But any time the Amoritz got it from, he should be believed. Milsa Davidi Lugluy. Says the Gemara Shani Yosam Dishlei Lishtamutin Loyma Alai Didi Mem. Heimune Yavi Mem. By me, this guy's believed. It's interesting. First of all, L'chor, you see chlor here, not like Rashi. That you don't need ploiny. You don't need ploiny. Because the Gemara is asking, why over here don't we say, Milsa Davidi L'gluy? The Gemara says, well, we taka do rely on Milsa Davidi L'gluy. But the Amoritz could say, by me, this guy, I trust this guy. Yeah. So who is the guy? Tarz says, he didn't tell us who the guy is. He didn't tell us who the guy is. And the only reason why the Gemara comes out, that doesn't work, is because maybe the Amoritz could later say, you know what, by me, this guy is, I hold this guy's good. I hold he's good. Yeah. Vayis techoyis from the Gemara. You don't need plenty. Because if you need plenty, what's the Gemara's whole cash? That's what I'm saying. In other words, Rashi and the Rambam hold that you need plenty. Meaning, if you don't say, if you don't identify who told you, b'chlal, I'm not talking about here, every Milsa Davidi L'gluya, you have to identify your source, because without that, it's not called Davidi L'gluya. So I'm asking a simple cash. The Gemara says, why isn't every Amoritz believed to say he bought it from a Nemon? Milsa Davidi L'gluya. Says the Gemara, well, the guy can dray later and say, you know what, Yena, that, by me, that guy was a Nemon. So I'm asking you, what do you mean? I thought you need ploimi. Which lamaisa, the way the Gemara comes out, lamaskone. The Gemara, what's the Gemara say? Zok the Gemara, say for Messiah, may yish ploimi hareis a Nemon. Is that Mendechtaka yet? Yeah? But the Gemara is not saying that because of Milsa Davidi L'gluya. The Gemara only said that because the Kohen, the Amoritz could dray and say, by me he's an Emon. By me he's an Emon. By you he's not an Emon. I thought he's an Emon. But not because it's not Milsa Davidi L'gluya. The Gemara is going, Milsa Davidi L'gluya would work even without you identifying who it is. And the only reason why we cannot rely on it by Trumas and Maestris is because it's not black and white. The Amoritz could say, by me, the guy, I held the guy's an Emon. What do you mean? It's not a Milsa Davidi L'gluya without you identifying who it is. So L'chayre, the shitchis of the Gemara is mashma that you don't need Pliny. By Trumas and Maizers, there's a different reason why you need Pliny. Because not black and white. Because Avidi L'Gluya doesn't help you, because even after, Avidi L'Gluya means I'm going to get caught. I'm not afraid of getting caught. Because the end of the day, it's subjective. It's subjective. I could say, by me, I held the guy's enemy. You didn't give me a criteria. You didn't tell me, you know, the guy has to live in Meir Shalom. You told me I have to buy from a Neman. Right? So I went to a kibbutz. And by me, everybody in that kibbutz is a Neman. The only reason why the Gemara says it doesn't work is not because of Chassaron and Milsa Davidi L'Gluya. Chassaron is that you could dray and say that by me that place is Neman. From the Gemara, that from Musa Davidi L'Gluya, you don't need Pliny. And yet, Rav the Rishonim hold, you do need Pliny. So, Shaul's had our drives. So, some of the Achronim say, the Maskana is you need Pliny. No. The Maskana is you need Pliny over there because the Amorites could say by me, Yen is an Emor. Not because it's not a Musa Davidi L'Gluya. You follow? The only reason why the Gemara made the Kipta of Pliny over there, since it's subjective, so it's Pachlal not a Milsa Davidi L'Gluya, because at the end of the day, what's going to be? You're going to check him out. And the end of the day, it's going to be you and him having a Machlekes. He'll say, he's an Emon, he's not an Emon. So he's not going to get Kachat. So by Trumas and Maestris, it's not a Milsa Davidi L'Gluya, because it's not a Milsa. That's the Maskon. That's why I never understood. The Achroinim say it's not a kasha. L'chayor from Agamora's mashma, you don't need Pliny. Man, not a kasha, because you see maskona, you do need Pliny. That's not why you need Pliny, l'maskona. L'maskona, you need Pliny only by Trumas and Maizris, and only because the Amorites will be able to say, by me, doesn't name one. That's like if I would say, get me kosher milk. And the guy goes, he says, he got me kosher milk, without saying it's Chol of Yisrael. There's no Milsa Davidi L'Gluya. The guy could say, by me, Chol of Stam is also kosher. A Sach Helik Yidin that eat Chol of Stam, right? That wouldn't be called Milsa Davidi L'Gluya. Because what's Davidi L'Gluya? I said, give me kosher milk. He got me kosher milk. What he holds is kosher. That's what the Gemara said. No, but that's what I'm trying to say is there's a machloikas rishonim. There's a machloikas rishonim is what's called Milsa Davidi L'Gluya. Milsa Davidi L'Gluya means something which is verifiable. Is that something that's called Milsa Davidi L'Gluya? Or something that is potentially verifiable? That's the machloikas rishonim. That's what the Torah is bringing. Some rishonim hold that in order for something to go Avidi L'Gluya, you, the person who wants to get to the Nemunas, has to tell us how we're going to verify it. I called up Rabbi Feinstein and he gave me a heter. Oh, that's Milsa Avidi L'Gluya. Because we can now call Rabbi Feinstein that. But if you come and you say, I got a heter from a Rav, that doesn't work. Why? Because we can't verify it. Some Rishonim hold, that's fine. Why? Because if we decide then to ask you who, and then you're going to be stuck, that alone is enough to make it Milsa Davidi L'Gluya. We don't need that you gave us the trace. We need that it's traceable. That's the Machlokes Rishonim.
So nobody hopes that you have to actually go ahead and verify?
No! Nobody holds you have to verify. Period. Nobody holds you have to verify. Machlokes Rishonim is, does the person who want to have the nemonos of Avidi L'Gluya, does he need to give you the trace? How to I call this person? 212-587-0700. So I called. Yeah. So Mamela, now you could mamish make the phone call. Or is it enough that he knows that you could then go, he didn't even give you that. He said, I asked the Rav. Okay, he's Naaman. You know why? Because he doesn't know whether tomorrow I'll call him up and say, Kalmoini, who gave you the heter? Okay. So it seems to be a machloikis rishonim. How far does something have to be avidi ligluya for it to be Naaman? Does it have to be the person actually gave me the source? Well, it's enough that he knows that I could ask him. And then he's going to be stuck. That's it. So, l'chayre, our Gemara is a raya muchrachas. That he doesn't have to give us the source. Because our Gemara says that if you send Amoritz to buy Trumas Kosher or Trumas Amaisers, and he goes, and he says, I bought Kosher Trumas Amaisers from somebody. He doesn't say who. He's not Nemo. Frakti Gemara, Milsul Avidi Laguya. Right? Answers the Gemara name. Over there, the Amoritz could say by me, this guy's a Nemo. So I'm saying very simple. What do you mean? It's not a Milsul Avidi Laguya without him telling us who. So you see from the Gemara that Be'etzem, it's yet called a Milsul Avidi Laguya. Even though he didn't tell us who. Even though he didn't tell us who he's going to. Who he went to. Because we could ask him. Who? But we don't have to ask him who. It happens to be by Tumas Amaisus we have to ask him. Because by Tumas Amaisus is another problem. Which is that it's subjective. It's subjective. So that's the reason. But not because it's not Avidi L'Gluye. That's not the reason why we have to find out who. That's the Chayim Mucha for Nigmar. That's why I was mamish mishtoimim. That the Achroinim are matcha the raya from our Gemara by saying, yeah, over here it's, there's a different reason. The maskana of the Gemara is you need ploini. That's not true. Maskana of the Gemara is you need ploini because if you don't have ploini, then it's subjective. Not because it's not Mulsa Vidi Ligluya. It is Mulsa Vidi Ligluya. In other words, the Gemara clearly holds that without identifying who the person was, still called Muslim. That's Mukhaf and the Gemara. Okay, so we'll get back to this.
And why can't we learn that it's a case where he did say who he was? We just don't know who specifically that is. It's just as good as the Mishnah. It says that he said erase the Mukhaf. It doesn't say which one. You could add that in. And the Maskana is the Mishalach.
No, the Gemara. The Gemara says like this. Shani yosam the istay lishtamute, toma lady di hemne havi mehemen. By me is a mehemen. Right? Right now, do we know what he's saying or not? What do you mean?
Because the shliach knew that person. I could find out who he is. I don't know if it's Naaman.
So in Ladaitra, what do we need plenty for?
The safer plenty is...
No, but I'm saying you don't need that. The safe is benigu deresh. The safe is saying, but plenty is yegut. You don't need that. No, I'm saying you don't need that. All you need is to know who the inner guy is. All you need to know, there's no ishtamute. If Be'emes, without saying who, it's really not enough, bachlal. You always have to identify who. The only thing is, we have to know who that person is. So then you don't need ishploini. All you need is mishur Naaman. As long as we know, we don't have to tell you who, and we just have to know, Yena guy is a Naaman. In other words, the Mishnah then comes out as giving us a Dover v'hifucha. The Mishnah is not a Maisa Shahoya, the Mishnah is trying to give you examples where it works. So the Mishnah's example where it works is where we have a specific point. Otherwise it doesn't work. The emesis, that's not true. Right? You don't need that really. All you need is the person should be an Ammon. Person should be an Ammon.
It's a case where it secures.
But you don't need that really.
To that extent, you don't need.
You don't need. So I'm saying you don't need.
Employment.
Yeah. So it comes out of Lav Davka. You think it's Lav Davka? It could have been, but it didn't. Notice the Mishnah rather went to the Mishnah went to the other extreme. Yitaka don't need it. The other one here is what Yosef is saying. He's saying could be in a chaname. Taka, you don't need Pliny. Yitaka don't need Pliny, but you do need to verify who it is. We don't know Lamaisa. We don't know if the guy's a Nemo, right? Because could be it's subjective. You're saying he's an Ammon. Who says he is an Ammon? So, rather the Mishnah gives this, the end, the Gemara gives that, the Mishnah gives this case, but it's really Lav Davka. You don't need that. All we need to know is the person's an Ammon. I mean, the Gemara makes it into a whole Teveya business, whatever, but, right? So you could learn like that. You could learn like that. No, but the question is, do you have to identify the Chacham? But the question is, if we have to verify. We can't if he doesn't give us the name. Some Rishonim hold he doesn't have to give us a name. The question is our Gemara Mashma like those Rishonim or not? So what we're saying is very simple. The fact that the only issue that the Gemara had without you identifying who you took it from, is that we're afraid it's subjective, but without the ishtamute, let's say it would have been black and white, the Gemara seems to be saying, let's say it would be black and white, let's say that in order to be Neman on Trumas and Maestris, you have to have a card. There's a membership. Nemonim ala Trumas ala Maestris. Okay? So it wouldn't be something that's subjective, that I have a right to go, yeah, he's a Neman. No, it's a membership. The Gemara is mashma that then the guy would be believed. Tamoris. So Yosef is saying Taka Lav Davka. You could say, I'm just saying that the mashma is like a Gemara is a chanat like that. Mashma is like a Gemara is mashma that Beikir Alstadinov Milsa Davidi Ligluye. We don't need any names. We need a possibility that we can ask you for the name. That's all we need. We don't need to hear the name from you. We need a possibility that we could ask you for the name. That's enough. Okay. Even though L'chaira, right now we don't have a name. Doesn't matter. We could ask you for the name. And the only reason why the Gemara is mishtamet from that is because the guy could dray and he could say, by me, he's an Ammon. But anything which is black and white, the mashmoyis hagemoyis, again, unless you say the Gemara is Lav Davka. I'm not saying you can't say that. I'm just saying, the way the Gemara reads, it seems to be mukhrech. The Gemara's dichui was never because of Milsa Davidi Ligluye. That wasn't the problem. The Gemara's only dichui was that the guy could say it's, by me he's an Ammon. That's all. Not because maybe he won't give us a name. The Gemara could have said 100 times better. The Gemara could have said, Shani Hossam, the Mi Yema, that he'll tell us who it is. The Gemara could say 1,000 times better. So you're saying, it's Taka Lav Davka. It's Taka Lav Davka. But, again, and the only reason why the Gemara did that is because maybe even if you'd give us a name, we wouldn't know who that is. That's the Chayyu Yosef, what you're trying to say. Maybe, even if the guy would give us a name, maybe we wouldn't be happy with that name. It could still be. Okay. I'm asking to the dichui. I'm just saying, the pashtus mashmois sugya is mashma that this would still be called the Milsa Davidi Ligluye. So I want to try to be mevayer. Vinish tvi, it's clearly a machlekes rishonim. Whether Milsa Davidi Ligluye needs that step. And I hold it's a yesoidistik of machlekes. Now, the Rambam is Malam Ayin from the whole business. If you look at the Rambam tells us Zok the Rambam b'chol shoyu b'yad koyim v'nofal b'imum v'heid ol v'erechot sheze hamum me'el of nofal sheikhtim ov az b'chol bo koyin v'om ha'reis imum zel imum chavitir l'shchite ha'reis enemun. Listen to Rambam. He ignores our Gemara completely. V'ein choyshish in shem eloi hero v'shem b'chol tamu sheloi nechshedu l'shchoyt kodshim b'chutz. Ha'tamayis. Anayatam, the Rambam comes, gives us a reason that's not put down in the Gemara. Shelo inech shidu lishkoi kotshim b'chutz, b'mnei shu oven kores k'moy shabiyan. Mamish apel. So, Achroinim want to say in the Rambam, it's takalav dafke. The Rambam gave us a better reason. The Rambam is saying that there's a better reason besides from Milsa David in the Guya. But all these tirutzim are very shveh. He ignored our Gemara. Our Gemara said, he paskined our Gemara, and he gave a new reason. Our Gemara gave a psak because Milsa David in the Guya. And the Rambam came to give, he gives his own reason. He gives his own reason. Shtukul plea. Okay, zok the Gemara vayter. Om abiyumi barabim inolay lu yudho. Didi, it really came from me. I know Begidl Kaviti. I told the Gidl Kaviti today. Gidl is the one who told Raviyud. V'ochi amri l'nemen Yisrael l'em b'choz anasati koyim b'mumoy. Yisrael pshite. Lo yitzrichet b'kotn. Kotn is machlekes Rishenim, what it means. Some Rishenim learn kotn means that the Yisrael gave the koyim the b'chor when the b'chor was a kotn. Small b'chor. And Mela could be it's not avidi l'gluy because it's not recognizable anymore. Ma'u d'teim eloi kim le b'gave. The Yisrael wouldn't recognize it. Kamash malon, not. Some Rishonim learn if you look at Rabbeinu Gershon. We're talking about a koyin cotton. Who got it als cotton. He got it als cotton and then he became a god. And now he's being neman when he's a god to say what was when he was a cotton. Machlekes Rishonim. This has a lot of problems also, because the sugi and ksupis comes out that a cotton is not neman on the mili deraisa to be made begudloi mashoye bekatnusa. He's not believed, number one. And number two, if you're going to tell me it's a case of a cotton, if that's taka the case of the gemara, so then l'chari you have a different problem. The Gemara says, "Loi kimle begavo." That is never a problem. Kimle begavo is never a problem by Eidus Kotten. Problem is only a problem of Nemonis. The Gemara says, "Besur mashli kalish nekamet the Yisrael's Nemon, but this is kalish nekamet." That the coin's Nemon vilchusa halachas afilu kalish nekamet. That the coin is believed because Milsa avidi gluy le mishakri inchi. That's a maskonos hagim. Okay, now just jump to the next mishnah for a minute. Hakol nemen al mumei maisel. Everybody's believed on mumei maisel. Is maisel behema? Says the one my timer. The boy shodi be mumei meiko. A guy can make a mum. Says the one miyodehim afke. How could you make a mum maisel behema? You don't know which one will be the tenth, right? You'll make it go out. What do you mean? You're not allowed to do that. Eloi boy shodi mumi bekuli edrei meiko. Frekab David Rappaport. This is an emonis. You're giving Yisrael an emonis because he could go and make a mum in every behemoth he owns. That's a svara. You're telling me the reason why he's neman is because if he wants, he can make a mum in every behemoth that he has. He didn't, and he wouldn't. What does that mean? What's meant this b'chlal? And mistame, it'd be more geschmack for him. It would be more geschmack for him to give one behemoth for ma'aser than to make mumim in the ganze corral. He'd rather give the behemoth for ma'aser. The ganze Sache, der Chamedr ist clear. Interessant, that the Rishonim are not oimen on this. The Reb David Rappaport, he goes, David is oimen on this. So I want to tell you like this. There's another very big Yisodis to Keshayla here. And that is the Nemonus of Milsa Davidi Ligluye. Does that work connected to Cheskas Yisrael? Kol HaTerakula. If a guy comes to say hey, this, something that has a Cheskas Yisrael, something that we know was us until now, and he is a Milsa Davidi Ligluye, he comes, he says hey, this. Is he believed connected to Cheskas Yisrael? So there's a famous Tshuva Beis Yitzchok about this Shaila, and he says that Be'em is not. And he says, this is what we say in B'choyres. The Nem on HaKoyin Loima, and here the B'chor was B'cheskes Yisrael, till the Karamun, till the Koyin was Matrit. Says, Yesh Loima, he says, the Gabi B'chor Yesh Poimun, V'rak HaSofek Im HaKoyin Iti Lev Osam Itam Knaz, V'kimon Sheyotza M'cheskes Yisrael, the Reise, Lo'ichoshe B'cheskes Yisrael. Zok the Beis Yitzchok, that really Avada, you're not believed. You're not believed, Kenegar Cheskes Yisrael, even by Milsa David Iligli. But our sugi is different, because since we for sure know the Behemah has a mum, the only shaila we have is whether the Kohen put it or not. So it's a shaila the Rabbanon of Knas. If you remember, we brought a raya from the last sugi that it doesn't work that way. The Kohanim, the Chachomim went and they left the Isra on the Bechor until there's verification. It's not that the Isra goes off. The Chachomim came because of the Chshat, that the Kohen would be matal by Mum. The Chachomim said that until we verify how the Mum happened, we're leaving it in the Cheskes Isra that it had originally. So it is a Cheskes Isra. Forgetting Machzik and Meisel Isra. It's better than Machzik and Meisulis. Here, that's get together what the Chachamim did. They said, and that's why it's called the Chacham is the Matya. Till the Chacham comes and Matya, the Bechor is Becheskes Yisrael. So L'chayr Beis Yitzchak's answer is very difficult to understand. So I'll tell you like this. Just pull this up. There's a fascinating Chavis Das, which Lamais is mamish critical to understand this sugya and all the sugyas weiter in this inyan. Chavis Das comes here in Hilchos Nida. It's a very interesting thing. He says, whenever we say Milsa Davidi L'Gluya, right, let's be down a different shaila. What does Milsa Davidi L'Gluya mean? It means you'll be able to figure it out. Okay? So, Shach, famous Shach in the beginning of Taroivis, he uses Milsa Davidi L'Gluya by Mesich L'Fituma. How do we believe a goy Mesich L'Fituma to say that, to taste the food and to tell us there's no tam? It's a shal of the rice. It's a shal of the rice. That's the Shach's question. Whereas the Mechaber holds that you could believe a Mesich L'Fituma. Somebody could taste it, a goy could taste it. And he could say there's no time missing. So the Shach asks, Sichlu Fituma is not Neman Fetus Dereis. How's it work? So the Shach, one of his Tirutim, the Shach says it's a Milsa Davidi L'Gluya. What does that mean? We're going to taste it afterwards. We'll see for ourselves. Right? The guy comes, he says there's no tam Cholov. Okay, now we're going to taste it. And we'll see. So it's a Milsa Davidi L'Gluya. And Melo Meshakrinj. Melo, the guy is not going to, he's not going to lie about it. Because it's Milsa Davidi L'Gluya Meshakrinj. Over there, the verification is simple. It's scientific. It's scientific. We're going to taste it. And we'll see, there is a Tam Cholov. The guy is saying there's no Tam Cholov. We're going to taste it. We'll see, there's a Tam Cholov. What about, it's Davidi L'Gluya, I say that Yena was Matya. I want to see a Shaila. Yena comes later And Yenna says, not true, I was never mati. So I want to say, Shaila, why is he more neman than me? He's lying now. Ich kum, I say, I went to Rabbi Yosef Fishman to Shaila, Rabbi Yosef was mati. This is what happened yesterday. I went to Rabbi Yosef with the Shailim, that Shalom Shalom, he was mad. Rabbi Yosef comes today, he says, it's not true. Rudinsky never came to me. Well, I was never mad at it. So I say, Rabbi Yosef, he's not saying the truth. I did go to him. Why is it Avidi Legluya? Normal Avidi Legluya, the pshat is, the end of the day, it's going to be able to be proven. Yeah, a person says meis bailech. Yeah, so lemaisa the husband walks into bed and he's not dead. That's the milsa davidi legluy. In gan shas, that's normally milsa davidi legluy. In gan shas, yeah. In our sugi, it's a new kind of milsa davidi legluy. I say ploini hitili. Yeah, Yen is going to come and say, not true. So I'll say, it's not true, not true. He was mata. Chad can I get chad? Why is he? Because he's a rabbi? Is that the halacha? If you have a chad can I get chad, one of them is a rabbi. Who's name one? Neither. Say lecho bak choshe. If I come to Bez and I say Adis, and I could say, look in the phone book, I'm rabbi. Yeah, and Joey was an onuf. He's also he doesn't put rabbi in his name, so he's Mister. Yeah, and we come to Bezin together, and I say Abe owes David $100, and Joey says Abe does not owe $100. Bezin doesn't go, Joey, it's your word against the rabbi. Rabbi doesn't exist in Hilchos Eidos. There's no such thing as rabbi. There's an Adam Koshem Yisrael. Say Lechot. Why is Pliny Hitterly called the Milsa Davidi Ligluya? You're my Shaila. Ich Zogdach, I went to the rabbi yesterday. He was Mata the Bechol. Finished. What are you telling me? I should be afraid that you're going to go and check. What are you going to check? What are you going to check? The worst case scenario, you're going to go to the rabbi, and the rabbi will say, I never was matarit. And I'll say, the rabbi's lying. Then, of course, it's up to you. You want to believe him, you want to believe what? Believe me, the rabbi. You can do whatever you want. It's America. But al pi aloche, it's not verifiable. So all of these sugyas, why is it called Milsa Davidi Legluya? You're not listening to what I'm saying. It's not verifiable. It's not verifiable. Ich Zogdach, I went to Rabbi Hirschkowitz, and he, Rabbi Hirschkowitz, the dying from Pletsk, and he gave me a het. Pcho. It's not a fact. It's my statement. We don't know.
But if I did, if I brought it,
if you did.
If I brought it,
if you did.
The moment I brought it to the Chacham, that created a heaven.
If you did.
That's the fact. That makes it a moment.
If you did.
That makes it a moment.
If you did.
Okay. So then, why would that be a verification of that fact? When I go back to that Chacham, I say, hey, did you create that fact? And he said, yeah.
No, but what happens if the Chacham denies? The Chacham says, Radinsky did not come to me. I'll say, he's lying. I was by him yesterday. Anytime it's not scientific, why is it Milsa Davidi Legluya? It can't. It can't be verified. The problem is it can't be verified. Halachically. So listen to the Chavis Das. Says the Chavis Das. Hold on, lean on Bishas. Ployni tikin li yisakriv hu makhishe. If Reuven says Shimon was matir the kri, he was matir shumas amais was from the kri, and Yana says I wasn't, is that called musa davidi ligui? Zokte chavis das motzosi berosh da makhish nema avol ze davke bekri shein ishaloi. Lochein loy mehem and alakri yoisa meachochom. Avul bedover shehu shal abaylim. Ein achochom nemen lakri shei help us to tzachdo. The Chavis Das is saying that according to the Rosh, not only is the rabbi not believe more than you, you believe more than the rabbi. Odom nemen asma me yoisa mi meish. Hata maisa. Odom nemen asma yoisa mi meish. The rabbi says, no, it's not true. Not true. If you have a rechot, stop, that says kachave, and the guy's makhish, then it's a rechot bakoshe. If the bailum are makhish the rechot, or the rabbi, not only is the rabbi not better than the bailum is better than the rabbi. Odom lematze yosem imesh. So now Akash is mamish merafis igre. So when I was sugya, plenty hitili. It's a mind behemoth. Eh? Plenty hitili. What's it going to say? So bishloim the case, the previous Mishnah, where the Kohen says, plenty Yisrael, nosan li b'chor b'mumay. So there it's your word against the Bilam's word. At least you could say, I'm worried about HaKosheh. But in our sugya, not only is it not HaKosheh, you're going to be believed, L'chair. You're the Bailim. You're going to be believed. So why is it called Musa Davidi Ligui? You're going to be believed. Who become Musa Davidi the Glee? He says, "Who mitam dim hamakhish yovoi nemon lakhishoi? Avul mamlinon de ein hamakhish nemon? In Cain ein ze Davidi the Glee." I'm a Chappelle. I'm a Chappelle. The ganze zachte chaplei. The whole sugya is a plea. Because not only is it not avidi l'gluya, see, in that we could have a sichsuch, we could say, you know what? That's also called avidi l'gluya. If I think that my testimony will be refuted, that's also called avidi l'gluya. Maybe that's what Yehuda was trying to say. Meaning, dos alein, that I know I could say something, the chacham could deny it, and even if I won't be believed more than him, but I won't be believed less than him. That's going to be equal. That's also called avidi l'gluya. My testimony, l'mais, will be knocked off. Efshir, you want to argue, but I'm telling you, it's much worse because the bailum is going to be neman. Fakeret, I'm emboldened more than I ever am. I'm neman. I'm the bailum. I'm believed. Zokta Moshe Givaldik. Our whole sugya Milsa Davidi Ligluya is only based on if we say you're choshud. If you're not choshud, then it's not a Milsa Davidi Ligluya because then you're not Spilim. More than the Chocham. So the whole shakla of attire of our Gemara is only going on the tzad that you're choshud. The maskonos haGemara was what? What zokta Gemara? Gemara says we're not chashidim. Zokta Gemara. The kochim loyoch. Avada, he would not be makel. Kochim mechutz, he won't do. So now the maskonos haGemara, kohanim lechshidi al kochim mechutz. Yeah. So if the chacham would come now and say that I never saw the mum, I was never mapped to the mum, he wouldn't even be believed. The Bible would be believed. So Salamus Lavidi Lagluya. That's why the Rambam said the end of the sugya. The Nemonis is not Nitam Avidi Lagluya. That's why the Rambam had to come on to Kahanim Lechshidi. Because the whole back and forth of the Gemara Musa Avidi Lagluya is only going until we determined that a kohen is not choshed. But once a kohen is not choshed on kochim b'chutz, so we don't have a chash, we won't say that the kohen is worse than the chacham. So now the kohen is believed more than the chacham. He's bailim, or the namas me yoisim in marriage. So it's not... It's not a Milsa Ravidi Lagluya. But how not a Milsa Ravidi Lagluya? So the Rambam, the Kahanim Nemonim V'lo Yechshidi Al Kotshim B'chutz. And the Rambam had to say that. Because the Maskona is that even if the Bible, what would be now if the Chocham Taka comes and says, it's not true. I got news for you, the Kohen is Nemon. Kohen is Nemon, not the Chocham. He's the Bible. The Rambam couldn't write, the Lech HaMishnah wants to say, L'Ravcha de Milsa, not L'Ravcha de Milsa. The Rambam couldn't write Milsa Davidi L'Gluya. Milsa Davidi L'Gluya plays no role over here. Over here, Fakert, it's the biggest not Milsa Davidi L'Gluya. Because the Kohen would be believed more than the Bailam. Not less than the Bailam. The Kohen would be believed more than the Bailam. The more than the Choch. I want to tell you, Rabbi Sai, that's Pshat by Maisa Behemah. The boy, Matal Mim B'Kuli Edre, all the Gemara is trying to say over here is that it's B'Yodoy. Hey, Yois that it's B'Yodoy, so therefore, Odom Nem on Yoisim Imeish. The Mishnah doesn't mean that now we say it's Mistama that you're saying the truth. No. Now you're Nemon. Now it's yours. Now it's Hodra Dina, you're Nemon, now it's Bailim. Like every biyodei in Shas. Frek of David Rappaport, what's the chance that you're going to go be Matal Mumba Kuli Hedra? It's nothing to do with that. It's nothing to do with that. The fact that it's biyodei makes you the Bailam on it. And now Adam Nemo Yosem Imeish. You Nemo Yosem Imeish. So the Maskonas HaSugya, side by Bechor, side by Maisa, the Bailam on Nemo Midin Bailam. And they're not Choshet. And it's absolutely not a Milsa Davidi L'Gluya. And the reason why it's not a Milsa Davidi L'Gluya is because they would be believed more than whoever would come in to say not. It's irrefutable. Al Pi Din, it can't be refuted. And this is Mamish, you say this, you say it should be a say this here in the Suya. There is no Nemonis of Milsa Davidi L'Gluya. Milsa Davidi L'Gluya has to be either scientific, or at the very least, that you could be makhashmi. At least you could be makhashmi. Even that's not so poshut. Now, that's as far as Milsa Avidi L'Gluya. Even according to the Havam in Yer Milsa Avidi L'Gluya, there's still two ways to learn. One way to learn is Milsa Avidi L'Gluya makes that, not that we believe you, but it's a chazokah. Milsa Avidi L'Gluya Meshakri and she means it's chazoke. So we believe you. So we believe you. It's chazoke that probably it's true. So it's not that you're Neman as a Eid Echot. It's like a fact. Milsa David in the Gluyeloi Meshakri Inshi. Because people don't lie about those things. So therefore, we assume that's a fact. Oh, so if the other way to learn is no. Milsa David in the Gluyeloi is Mechazik Te'erechot. It makes Te'erechot strong, and now he's believed Al Te'erechot. Those are the two ways to learn. One way to learn Milsa David in the Gluyeloi. Now, the truth is, the way we're learning now, it makes no sense to say, in the Havamin of the Gemara where it's Chashidi, Milsa David Gluyeloi is not going to help you. You're Choshed. Milsa David Gluyeloi is a Chazok of Ban Peinavsh. Memel is Matur, it's the Beis Yitzchok. Why would Milsa David Gluyeloi not work Keneged Chazik? Because Eirechot is not Neman Keneged Chazik. Eirechot is not Neman, can I get a schazik? Semele, Musa Avidi Gluye can't make the Eirechot better. But the way we're learning, Musa Avidi Gluye is not Midin Eirechot. Musa Avidi Gluye is a chazok of Bampe Nafsha. That's like a non sahada. So there's no such thing as Cheskes Isser. Cheskes Isser is only a problem when it's going against Eirechot. Then we say Eirechot's not believed. Then we have the Kasha. How could the Havamina, how could the Gemara the Havamina that Milsa Avidi L'Gluye would help to be Mata B'chor, it's a Cheskes Isser? No. The Havamina of the Gemara is that it's Choshet. Because it's Choshet, number one, it's a Milsa Avidi L'Gluye because we won't believe him, we'll believe the Chacham. We'll believe the Chacham. That's why it's a Milsa Avidi L'Gluye. Once it's a Milsa Avidi L'Gluye, it's the one that we're not believing him, it works even connected to Chazak. The Maskonos HaGemara is, no, it's Lechshidi. So the Rambam, that's Taka the Pesach. The Pesach is Lechshidi. That's why they're Neman. Also Lechshidi. Not also Moses David Ilugli. So that's, I think, the way we have to go inside the Havamina, inside the Maskonos HaSugi. The Havamina of the Gemara is, that Taka there's no Nemanos on the Koyan at all, because Lechshidi. At that point of the Gemara, the Chacham would be believed against the Kohen. And the Mele, he on Isenes, it's called the Milsa David Ilugli. Because we won't believe the Kohen, because he's Choshet, it's like the Chsaron is a Mele. Because it's Chshidi and we won't believe him, and we'll believe the Chacham over him, so therefore, it's the Milsa David Ilugli. The Maskana is no, they're not Choshet. If they're not choshed, so it's not a Milsa David Ilugli. Not a Milsa David Ilugli, so then the Nemonis is only coming because Lechshidi. And the Rambam is going in Maskonos HaSugi. And Nafkamin in Aloche, and Echanami. Even if the Chacham would come now, the Maskona, according to the Rosh, the Chacham would come to Maskona, he wouldn't be believed. And I want you to know, let me just pull up, I have a nasal Mikedesh, of Rosen, Zechet Tzadok Levrocha. He has some chidushim in Bukhiris. And he says, Kla Tova Poshet Lamaskonas HaGemara, that the Chacham will not be believed. Listen to what he says. Nearly, the Lamaskonas HaGemara, the Kohanim Lechshidi Al Kotshim Bechutz, Im HaChacham Makhishoi, you hear what he says? Nezum Mekadosh. Im HaChacham Makhishoi, Ein HaChochom Nemon. Elo HaKoye Nemon. How do I say? I say, he's up to the Maskona Sagemore. Nero Lee the Maskona Sagemore is up to Nezer HaKadosh. Take, he's not believed. So again, the way we're learning is a claw. And again, I also hold that it comes out that the whole Havamin of the Gemara only works if Kohanim Chashidi. So that's a riot that Musa David Ilugu is not working with the Nemonos. Milsa Avidi L'Gluye is working with an Anan Sahada. It's not an Nemonos. It's an Anan Sahada. And that's what the Havamina of the Gemara works connected on. The Anan Sahada works connected is Chazik. The Maskona is, it's not working also Milsa Avidi L'Gluye. Maskona is, it Taka won't work also because it's Taka not a Milsa Avidi L'Gluye. But comes out of Murdik Echidish and Halacha. That at the end of the day, the Bailam are believed more than the Chocham. I'm talking about Apish Shulchan Aruch. Alpi Shulchan Aruch, the Bailam are believed more than the Chacham. I'm talking about Alsuchas Eders. The Bailam, I believe, more than the Chacham. As I stay in Chavis Das, I'm just telling you, he Lamaisa learns the Sugi Lamaskana like that. The Lamaskana, the Kahanim, I believe, more than the Chacham. Okay, let's stop here. Yes, I really want to learn this Mittel Toli and the Shaila also. If it's an Ansahada or it's Nemonis. If it's an Ansahada. Machlekes Rishonim, whether you have to verify, whether not verify, whether it has to be verifiable. That right now, or it has to be able to be verifiable. So I would tie up in this oifen is that it all depends if the milsav vidilgui is being misyachis to you or not. If the milsav vidilgui is being misyachis to you personally, right? So you have to give us the track of how we should find out this information. If you don't give us the track, so mechteis it. To us, it's a milsav vidilgui. You didn't give us a track. But if milsav vidilgui is nothing more than an ansahadi that we're going by, we're not using you. You follow? I don't need you to tell me how. We do our detective work. We have an ansahadi. We have a way to verify information. To us, anything that we can verify, we view as reality. So we don't get involved with you. How are we going to find out? Yeah, we may use you too. You'll be part of our... When we do the case, you'll be called to testify. But that's us. Mitzidenu. That's how we're working. So that would be a malachit. Needs Tzorchi and Yosef.